The soup was served with onion bread to dip in it, and special cold mint and dandelion tea to cool the otters' mouths. Friar Bob placed another bowl on the table, this one containing extra hot root essence for those who liked their soup good and fiery, which the otter crew did. When the soup was finished, Broggle served dessert, an immense heavy fruit cake with blackberry wine to wash it down. Cregger and Formal Brawl joined them at the table. The Badger Mum had only the usual question to ask.
Still no trace of real flag in the little one.
Skipper shook his big scarred head.
Sorry, Martin. 10 days now, and any beast would think they'd vanished off the face of the earth. Where's Fallon and the little maid Mira? They usually comes down to see me.
Formal drummed on the tabletop with her heavy claws.
They am up in room, sir, a grieving and a weeping something terrible, poor otters.
They heard the main outer gate shutting, you see, Skip.
Cregger explained.
Now, if Rilflag and the babe were with you, they would have come straight up to see Fallon and Mira, so they know there's been no sign of them. No point in coming down just to hear bad news, is there?
Skipper put aside his food. Blinking hard, he turned away and sniffed.
My heart and paws goes out to him, Marm. No beast could have searched harder than me and the crew here. I feel as if I knows every blade of grass twixt here and the ford, every rock and boulder. I'd give my rudder to find him alive and well.
Cregger put out a paw and touched the otter's craggy face.
I know you would, Skipper. You're a good beast and a true friend. "'Tis a sad thing to say, but perhaps we may never find them. Maybe someday."
Skipper nodded.
"Aye, ma'am, I know what you mean. Maybe someday some beast will come across their bones. Even then we won't know the full truth. Be that as it may, me and the crew will be out searching on the morrow, storm or fair. Rilflag was a matey of mine, and if any is dead, then I'll find his bones just to give peace of mind to poor Fillorn and young Mira."
Skipper's paw sought the javelin he had placed nearby, and his eyes grew hard as flint.
But if in Rilflag and the babe was murdered, I'll find the scumbeast who did it, on my oath I will. There won't be enough of him to leave bones when I'm done with the coward. No beast I know could have bested that otter face to face. He would have fought twice as fierce, protecting the little cub. I wager you an acorn to an oak, Rilflag was murdered by ambush.
Sister Alkaneth had been listening from the stairs of Great Hall. Now she entered the kitchen and came to the table.
I've got an idea that might work. Why don't you stop searching for Rilflag and the babe? Concentrate on scouring Mossflower for any creature you find there. Bring them back to Redwall. We can question them here. Some beast surely must have seen or heard something.
Broggle appeared with his trolley to clear the platters away.
That's what I'd do too. Good idea, sister.
Skipper shrugged.
Well, we've tried everything else and got nowheres. Maybe your idea will work, sister.